Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today as we begin our coverage of the 2010 National FFA Convention. Our convention coverage this year, once again, a service of the Oklahoma FFA Association and the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association. Today we visit with Riley Pageant. Riley is a former state officer of the Oklahoma FFA Association. He was the national officer candidate a year ago, did not succeed. He's back for another run here in 2010. And I think from our conversation with him that he's a lot more comfortable with himself right now, and that puts him in a stronger position for this run for a national office here in 2010 in the next couple of weeks in Indianapolis. Let's join our conversation with him right now as we talk a little bit about his background in FFA, as well as his thoughts about this national office that he seeks here in 2010.
Riley, tell me a little bit, first of all, about your involvement in the FFA. What got you interested as a 7th, 8th grader going into the FFA program in Northwest Oklahoma?
Like many students in Northwest Oklahoma, I began my agricultural career in 4-H and in the 4-H program, showing livestock and giving a few speeches here and there, doing some illustrated presentations. And so naturally, FFA was in my blood, was in my background, and so that's the organization that I chose to pursue as a freshman in high school. I wasn't fortunate enough to have an 8th grade agriculture education classroom or an FFA program, but I was fortunate enough to have Mr. Nathan Torrance as an ag teacher at the time, and he really showed me what FFA could do for me and what I could do for the FFA program. And I think that was when I found my niche, and I really found that I wanted to be a part of something bigger than myself finally. And so I pursued agriculture education and the FFA. As far as what I did in high school, I delivered speeches, participated in prepared public speaking contests, showed livestock and had diversified animal production, registered Angus cattle, show hogs, and a few goats here and there as I developed my show career. But those are some of the things that I did in FFA. I served as a state FFA officer for Oklahoma FFA the summer after my senior year of high school, and my freshman year of college, I served as the Northwest District Vice President, and this year I'm running for national officer candidacy.
What got you interested, obviously, as you went through the state officer team experience, what got you interested in thinking maybe past that?
I served as a 2008-2009 Northwest District Vice President, and during my term as a state FFA officer, I realized that I was a part of something bigger. And I realized that Oklahoma was only one component that fit into this huge picture of National FFA organization, and going to National FFA Convention as a chapter officer or a chapter member is an experience in itself, but going as a state officer or sitting on the delegate floor as a national officer delegate is unreal. And seeing that Oklahoma is only one state that fits into this entire nation of blue corduroy jackets is outstanding. And I think my national convention of my state officer year is when I really realized that I could do something else and I could do something more. And that's when I decided that maybe national office was something for me and something that I wanted to pursue.
Tell me about the process of getting ready for being named the national officer candidate for the state of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, much like any other state, has their own selection process to go about selecting a national officer candidate. Ours takes place in early June, typically. Other states can take place anywhere between February and October before national convention. Oklahoma's national officer selection process consists of a nominating committee of four people, and those four people do one-on-one interviews with each candidate, as well as a written test and a speech. At the end of that speech, they ask you two questions that define you in front of the entire committee. After that selection process, the candidate is named, and then from then on, the candidate goes to prepare for national convention in October.
What do they tell you need to get ready for?
I think, Ron, that the preparation for national officer candidacy or for national office in October is something that most people can't fathom, and I don't think that I really fathomed it when I set out to do this. But the selection process told me to get ready, not only for the process, but to be a national officer. Travis Jett, he was the national FFA president several years ago from Oklahoma, and he always tells people, do not prepare to be a candidate, but prepare to be a national officer. And to go about that is interviews and speaking with influences in the agricultural industry and agricultural education teachers and students and working with students on one-on-one level and different things that can help you prepare for not only that candidacy, but for your year as a national FFA officer.
Now, of course, we're coming up just a few weeks away now. National convention will be going on in Indianapolis. You get there, the weekend before it officially starts and start the process, right?
Yes, sir. I will leave Stillwater, Oklahoma, where I'm a student at Oklahoma State, and I will get there on the 16th of October. The 17th is the actual start of the process, and on Tuesday night, they will have the first major cut. They cut 50% of each candidates in each region, and from then on, if I make it past that first cut, if I'm fortunate enough to make it past that first cut, the next process goes until Thursday, and then Saturday is when the new national officers are announced.
So at this point, you're getting ready for that very intense time that you'll be, interviewed and observed. And what exactly are you anticipating as far as the interaction with that committee that'll be making the selection?
Ron, I'm really excited to meet the nominating committee. I am really excited to talk to the ones I know and to meet the ones that I don't know. And I'm excited to meet all of the other candidates. I'm most excited, I think, though, to represent Oklahoma FFA, and I'm most excited to represent our 24,000-member organization and to represent each and every one of them when I step into each and every interview and explain that this is why I think Oklahoma FFA is one of the best youth organizations in the world, and this is why I want to further that with the National FFA organization.
Tell me a little bit about what you believe FFA has given you as you've gone through your process, whether this ends FFA for you as far as an actual member or you get another year as a national officer, no matter which way it goes in Indianapolis, what's FFA done for you?
Right. No matter which way it goes and no matter what the outcome is on Saturday, whether my name is called or not, the FFA will always be a huge place in my heart and a huge place in my life. And I don't intend to give it up after National Convention if my name isn't called. I intend to apply for WLC, which is Washington Leadership Conference Community Group Leader, or help with MFE and ALD staff, or State Convention here in Oklahoma, because that's something that I take pride in. I plan to continue to help this organization that has given me so much as far as lifelong learning, coachability, responsibility, and hard work ethic.
What do you feel, in other words, if you had a chance to sit down with some eighth graders or some freshmen, maybe back home in Woodward, what would you tell them about what the possibilities are with FFA?
I actually got the chance to sit down with a few eighth grade members. Woodward now has an eighth grade agriculture education program, an FFA program, and I actually got the chance to sit down with some of them last year and talk to them about the opportunities in FFA. And no matter where you come from, no matter where you're going, there is something for FFA. There's something for everyone in this organization and in FFA, whether that be horticulture or showing livestock or giving speeches or in the classroom. I don't know if you know this, I'm sure you do, but the agriculture education model is a three-circle model consisting of SAE, Supervised Agricultural Experience, FFA, and the agriculture education classroom. And no matter which component you're involved in, there's something for everyone.
You know, at this point, as Travis mentioned to you, you need to get ready to be a national officer. What have they told you as far as, I mean, that year is almost a blur for a lot of folks that go through it.
Definitely. I think the biggest thing that has helped me prepare for this year and prepare to get elected has been to put myself in the shoes of a national officer and to really imagine what my year could possibly be like. That year consists of flying on airplanes and talking to people I don't even know about the blue corduroy jacket and about the FFA. That year consists of talking to board members and foundation members about why they should support our organization and why we should do this for the members. That year consists of going on an international experience to Tokyo, Japan, and talking with FFJ and farm and ag production officials over there, and that's what I want, and that's what I'm preparing for as a year as a national officer.
Finally, Riley, you know, as you think about it, you mentioned the fact that whether you're a national officer or during your time as a state officer, you had it to do at the state level as well. You've got to talk to supporters. You've got to talk to folks that actually contribute money to help make all the programs work. What's in it for those guys? In other words, why should they invest money into a youth organization like FFA?
There are over 300 careers currently, and that's growing fast. Careers that offer jobs to agriculturally minded students or students that were involved in FFA. Over 300. That's a huge number for students involved in agriculture. I think that what I would tell foundation members or what I would tell sponsors and supporters is that this is a huge pool of future employees that could possibly work for them and that could possibly help them in their chosen career. And I would tell them that the students like me, are getting so much out of the dollars that they invest and are getting so much out of the time and efforts and resources that they invest in every student inside one of these blue corduroy jackets.
Finally, what's ahead for you? In other words, obviously, maybe in October we'll have some direction on that national officer possibility. But beyond that, what's out there for your career? What do you want to do?
I'm currently a junior at Oklahoma State University. I'm majoring in agricultural communications. And upon my collegiate graduation, whether I receive a national office or not, I plan on staying in Oklahoma and eventually moving back to Northwest Oklahoma and maybe doing some lobby work for American agriculture or for small town farmers in Northwest Oklahoma. And hopefully that I can get in that field and raise a family back in Northwest Oklahoma.
Riley Pageant from Woodward, Oklahoma, National Officer Candidate for the Oklahoma FFA Association for 2010. We remind you of all of our coverage that will be happening the week of October 18th from the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. We'll be arriving there on Tuesday and stay for the duration. And we'll have coverage from Indianapolis along the way on both the Radio Oklahoma Network, our radio stations across the state, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Our Blue Green Gazette will be the feature location for all that information that will be coming down for the Oklahoma FFA Association here in 2010. We'll have pictures up on Flickr. We'll have our reports as well, highlighted during the day, a mini blog, if you please, on Twitter. On Ron, is the name that you follow us on Twitter. Bottom line, it'll be an exciting time in Indianapolis, and we're looking forward to covering the blue and gold from Oklahoma at this year's National FFA Convention. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.